Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the action of fasting instilled a lot of nasiha, a benefit, an improvement for the human being, for the insan. And one very good nasiha, which is inherent in the action of fasting and which is extremely important for a human being. One point which totally is something that we forget about or leave. We know about it, we remember this thing, but amalan, practically, we have forgotten or left or discarded this item from our lives. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, when the fasting month comes or the days of fasting come, then totally this action is reminded to that individual or to the human being is reminded. And if fasting did not come, if fasting didn't take place, then we would probably depart from this world ignorant about this point or this action. But even then, a person, he realizes that it's the action of fasting that has reminded this, and I forgot this, I shouldn't have forgotten about this, I should be thinking about this, doing this. And what is this action or this point? It is death. It is death itself. The action of passing away. Because we have to depart this temporary world. This is a very big reality, a massive reality. The Qur'an al-Hakim, the Ahadith are filled with the reminders, with the nasiha, with the guidance, with the pre-warning. But it's sad that we don't remember death. Maybe if somebody we know passes away, we pray in the funeral prayer or go to the graveyard, and beyond that, we don't remember death. We'll say, oh, I remember, I know death is going to come, but amalan, we don't practice or prepare for death. But fasting practically prepares us for death. For our mouth, there's an event. Abdurrahman bin Aminam rahmatullah alay was a great muhaddith of his time, a great scholar of hadith. He was a muhaddith, sheikh, waliyallah, sufi, famous personality. It was his generation when he lived. And one individual had a thought at that time that I need to seek that action which is the best action. A certain person thought of this at that time. So obviously, he thought, how should I find this action which is the best of actions? So he thought, to find the best of actions, the method, the tariqah, is this, that Allah's pious servants, let me go to a pious servant of Allah, a good person, ask him, what's the best action? He thought, no, I won't realize this way. He thought, okay, I'll bring out a very good method. He devised a plot, a method of question. He said, all of the walis of this time, the pious people of this time, I'll go to them and I'll ask them a specific question. That if you, O Sheikh, were to realize that after 4 hours or 5 hours or 3 hours that you will die, then what would you do now, between now and your death? Subhanallah, eh? What a good method, he thought in his mind. Now obviously at that time a person, even if he's a waliyallah, a pious person, then he will do those amal that will be the best amal, the best deeds that a person remembers when he's close to death. So anyway, carrying on, he went and knocked on the doors of the pious people of that time. He asked, he posed or presented that question, the ulama, the scholars. He said, now obviously, each person, each individual, somebody said I'll do salah, somebody said I'll prostrate, somebody said I'll do dhikr, somebody said I'll recite the Quran, someone said I will keep the fast. And each individually asked, gave an answer, specific answer. And ultimately he reached to Abdurrahman bin Amirun, rahmatullah alayhi, he went to him, to his service, and said, Hazrat, Shaykh, I have a question for you. He said, yes, ask me. And he said that if you were to be given the forewarning, the advance news that after 3-4 hours you will die, then Hazrat, then Shaykh, what action would you implement in that time? Subhanallah, praise be to Allah. Without any doubt, any hesitation, thinking, he gave a good answer, an ajib, unique answer. He said, I will do the same action that I've been doing all along until today. The same action, my whole life is hinged is based on that action. My whole life, my custom, my practice, my habit is that I'm ready, and when maut comes, I will go to the hereafter. Subhanallah, he said, I'm prepared. I'm ready. Why? Because he was a muhaddith. He had action in his life. Action. Amal. He had taken one hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in the morning, don't wait for the evening. In the evening, don't wait for the morning. Don't wait for time to pass and things to happen on their own. Because, subhanAllah, we think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's messages are insignificant. Astaghfirullah. One message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we stick to it, adhere to it, and implement it, then we will succeed. So then that person becomes the wali of Allah, who adheres to one hadith steadfast. And if we look at this hadith, he did amal on this hadith. That what did Rasulullah SAW advise? That if it's morning, don't wait for the evening. If it's evening, don't wait for the morning. Don't wait for things to happen. Rather, we need to make things happen. That when a good deed is there, it presents itself, practice it straight away. The person who delays loses out. And this one amal, if we take it, bring it to our life. If we do this amal, then a person is totally prepared for when he is to pass away. He is ready, successful, already passed the test. For example, if we see a person who is standing at the platform, train platform, waiting for the train to come. And while he's waiting for the train, obviously, in that waiting, he's packed his goods, his luggage, the bags are with him. And if he's got time, he'll drink some tea, he's speaking to his friends on the platform. Time is passing. If it's food, time for food, he'll eat food. Yeah, so his regular habits and practice is continuing. There's no difference to his practice. And soon as the train comes, he picks up his luggage and sits on the train and off he goes on the journey. So the mu'min, his life is the same. That the trials of life continue, the daily tests continue. But he should be prepared and ready that there's no danger of death. When death comes, he says, Alhamdulillah, death has come, I'm off. Okay, and he'll say farewell to everybody and off he'll go on the journey, continue the journey. So this will be the individual who makes his life, who plans his life in such a good way that he is always prepared, doing good deeds, whether if it's 2 hours or 4 hours or a few minutes. If death comes, I'm prepared. I've done everything I could. I've tried my best. So fasting is in reality a reminder about death. Fasting is a preparation for death. Fasting has given us a system that just is given us a system to prepare for and remember death. Now, mashallah, I am weak. We are weak individuals. I speak about myself, not about you. Mashallah, you are strong and good and pious. When do we think about passing away and death and what's going to happen after death? But a person like me, a sinful person like me now, is always thinking during the day, I have to do this good deed, I need to read Quran, I need to do dhikr, or I need to pray salah, go to congregation, jama'in in masjid. This is not in our minds now. All the time, if I'm sleeping, I'm thinking, oh, quickly, it's time for sahri, for eating the pre-dawn meal, then I've got to go here and pray here, I've got to do dhikr, remember Allah. The machine, the framework, the 30 days, every insan, human being, in his mind, these thoughts are circulating, I've got to do good, I don't want to waste any minutes, I don't want to waste opportunities, and not a second or a minute passes where I don't think about earning good, doing good, and I think, no, I don't want to sin, I've got to fast, no, don't waste time, futile discussion, no, I need to do good is, oh, why should I waste time? Why do I need to look at this or look at that? Let me sit down and do some dhikr of Allah. Why waste time? Look, the time's passed. I've come home from my shop. Let me recite some Quran now. So this is the action of fast. The state of fast has brought us around that platform of thinking. The 30 days of fasting is reminding us that this is the life of a mu'min, of a believer. That the believer, he should create a framework whereas 24 hours, 7 days a week is preparing for death. We think, oh, I've worked and I've got to eat and drink and I'm just thinking about money. But due to the barakah of fasting, if there's a man who is conscious, and he sits and he cries and says, Allah, I was a ghafil, I was asleep, I destroyed my life before today. What if I died before this blessed month had arrived? Today is the first fast. Allah, what if I died before the first fast? I was like an animal. I was following my nafs desires and I would have been presented in your court in this way, like an animal. I didn't know what is my daily responsibility. What should I do? Get up in the morning, recite Quran when, pray Salah when, read how much Quran, do which action, not do which action, etc. And if me or you, 3, 4, 5, 10, 8, 2, 1, if we can finish complete Quran recitation, then the action of a mu'min is that definitely he has the time that the whole of his life he can do the same. And he can reapply So what I'm saying is that the fasting is not for 30 days, but rather for those who have intellect, understanding, wisdom, those brothers and sisters, men and women. Ramadan is giving us a system and saying that if you build yourself up during Ramadan in a good way, and you realize that Ramadan is to prepare for death, that when you are in the morning alive, don't prepare for the evening. In the evening, don't prepare for the morning. You don't know if it's going to come. When you get up in the morning, you don't know if you're going to be alive at the evening, in the evening. So if mustaqil, continuous, we don't have iman and yaqeen on these points, then we will not succeed. And I should prepare. Just like Ramadan teaches me, advises me to keep prepared. Brothers, never think that Ramadan has ended. Rather, consider that when Ramadan, the month finishes, in reality it will finish and when maut will come, when death will come. This is the point to understand. Okay, the fasting month will go. After 30 days, the faraid will go, will get a little bit weaker, the compulsory fast will go. But the lessons that we've learnt during the month of fasting, they must stay alive. Because the fasting month, we are prohibited. If you do this, is haram. To do this is haram. To eat this is haram. To say this or do this is haram. Due to the fast, the rules, we are prevented and we are controlling ourselves. But fasting is reminding us that don't prevent yourself due to me. Rather, you should remember death all the time and prevent yourself from doing bad. Not a second, a minute of your day should be wasted. Just like in these 30 days, you've earned so much reward due to the goodies. Why are you reciting Quran? Why am I reciting Quran? Why am I implementing good deeds? Why do I try more in Ramadan to attend dhikr gathering? Why do I read nawafil, pray nawafil, tahajjud? Well, why is it that all of the masjids, mashallah, filled to the brim with musallis? Even people like me go to the masjid at fajr time and pray salah in congregation. What's the reason for this ultimately? There's a reason. There's a reason. The reason is this, that our objective Ramadan is preparing us for our final moments. And there's a force behind this. We are implementing that purpose and we're strengthening that purpose, which is that we are preparing for death. This is the objective of Ramadan. Look, I'm going to pass away. I need to save something for thereafter. I need reward, thawab. Why am I gathering reward? For my death. So 30 days. Will this 30 days of amal and practice give me enough earnings for my whole lifespan? 80 years, 70 years, I'm going to stay alive. Or we have stayed alive, or we're going to stay alive. So is this enough that 30 days of Ramadan, once a year, I earn the rewards for my deeds, and that will be sufficient for me for the rest of my life? No. Allah Ta'ala has awakened the mu'min in a beautiful way. We should be grateful. What if I died in a bad way as a sinner? So this is how my life should be all the time. That if I'm working, Allah Ta'ala has not prevented us in Ramadan to work, to earn, or to earn dunya, or to live and work in the dunya. No. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that when you fast, leave work and don't leave your home and don't go to work and don't be an employee. No. Ramadan doesn't prevent. Everything's the same. Allah Ta'ala says the rest of your life you're going to work. So if now in the fasting month, if with the fast, you have 30 days after that, you'll have a good chance to continue. You can eat and drink and you'll have energy, bodily, physically energy, but you shouldn't forget Allah. So, one thing, for example, you'll be allowed to restart eating and drinking. You'll get the ijazah, the permission. But the rest of the things that you've been told and you've learned, you need to strengthen. Allah Ta'ala says your habits and your lifestyle and your framework. Like you have to wake up in the same way to Fajr, go to Fajr Salah in the masjid, do dhikr and read Quran, do dhikr and spend your life in a good way. So we have to continue. After Ramadan in the same way. So our work will continue, our business will continue, but at the moment in Ramadan, because we're fasting, it's a bit difficult to work, to speak and count, etc. And work as hard as we normally do. But after Ramadan, we will eat and drink, but the methods of earning good deeds, rewards, we can say that, after Ramadan, I don't know how long I'm going to live. So I'm going to continue practicing my deen, my Islam in the same way after Ramadan, just like I'm now. And just like in Ramadan, I prevent myself from doing sin. I understood and accepted that these things, A, B, C, D, E, were sins. And I knew that if I committed these sins, I would go to Jahannam. So I left the sins in Ramadan. Why don't we commit sins? We'll say that we are afraid of Allah. I don't want to go to hellfire. This is why we're not implementing sins, are we? So after 30 years, will Jahannam close? Ask the question. Think for a second. Will Jahannam cease to exist? We should then be afraid in the same way, isn't it? That if today I can carry out good actions and leave the sins because I don't want to go to hellfire, then tomorrow after Ramadan, the same sins I'm doing today will take me, the same sins I'm leaving today will take me into hellfire. Not that after 30 days, shaitan will be freed and I'll be free and I can do what I want, when I want, how I want, etc. And I've got a free, open playing field. No. So only those people can continually throughout the year do good who have wisdom and aqal in their minds, who have shuur, understanding and awareness that Allah, you've given us a very big favor, that we are grateful to what you gave to us. You gave us Ramadan and the opportunity to learn and improve. That Allah, you gave us the awareness, you awakened us. I can do everything, I've got the capacity, I can pray tahajjud, I can read nafal salah, I can recite Quran, I can work at the same time. So Allah, I was very lazy and neglectful and I wasted my life. And today in Ramadan, Allah, you've given me another Ramadan and I've got my practice. Inshallah, this Quran will continue in the same way. My ibadah will continue in a good way and I will save myself from sins, avoid sins in the same way, and I will run towards you in the same way, Allah, and I'll come to the same practice as Abdul Rahman bin Abi Naum, rahmatullahi, just like him. He said, why do I need to do extra? Whatever I did until today, I will continue to do that. Prepared for maut. I can't do anything more than that. There's nothing else. Can I fill in the blanks? I've already filled in the blanks. There's nothing more to enter into onto the dotted line. So this is a very good point, my friends. May Allah Ta'ala give us the preparation for maut, for death. May we understand this topic and subject totally. Be prepared all the time that Allah Ta'ala can call us at any time. How sad it will be that without tawbah we pass away, without repenting, that on our face there's no sunnah, we pass away, and we are living a life and we are consuming haram, we pass away, we have bad scenario around us and we pass away, and we have consumed people's mal and we die, or if we've lied and then we pass away without repenting, making amends, without making amends. Today if we put a freeze on the block and then we stop and think and analyze and realize and accept the sins we've done, my friends, we shouldn't worry. Oh, this many years I've got to be good, maybe even 1 year won't pass. So we need to start to practice now, because that's 1 year will be so valuable that if you repent today and then we pass away after a year, that next year will be so valuable that it will give us success. But we need to make a plan. So do we make a plan? Yes. Make a solid plan. Don't think, oh, 30 days and beyond that, I'm back to normal. No, this is a solid plan for those who have wisdom and intellect. The maut definitely will come. I need to prepare for my maut, my death, and do good all the time. Not just fast for 30 days, become pious, and then leave it afterwards. So this is the message, big message that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Is this not the case? We need to think about it. What else? This is the objective of Ramadan. Inshallah, as the points come in my mind, I will share with you and I will present and request that Ramadan and fast, don't just think we stay hungry and thirsty and everything's fine and I've earned the thawab and reward and now Laylatul Qadr will come, we stay awake in the Laylatul Qadr. No, just like we stay awake Laylatul Qadr, why are you awake on Laylatul Qadr? Why didn't you not go to sleep on the odd nights in the last 10 days? Allah Ta'ala says that my mercy is in the lowest heavens. Is there anybody who wants to get my forgiveness? So I'll forgive him. Is there anybody who is requesting that I remove his sins? Is there anyone who wants to come out of hellfire? Allah says. Is there anyone, Allah Ta'ala says, who wants to go to paradise? So the fast teaches us that today to hear Allah's announcement, the masjids are full, the maulanas have come and hufaz and you're doing drama and practicing, etc. And the hands are raised, Allah, I need this, I need that, Allah. Allah says, oh foolish servants of mine, every day tahajjud time you can do the same. So when I ask those people who wake up, ask those people who wake up. So every day at tahajjud time, Allah says, listen to me, call out to me. And walis of Allah have heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcement. They hear this, subhanallah. Those who have a solid friendship with Allah, they say that we are prepared and after Ramadan we continue, and they say that Allah Ta'ala listens. And definitely there are events and examples of walis of Allah. They said that I get up for this reason, to hear Allah Ta'ala's announcement. They said we hear something and we wake up. Sometimes a human being is tired, sleepy. Not everyone saying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world as a human being. And we are human beings. We have nafs, we have desires. And there's not a wali of Allah that he cannot commit to sin, or he doesn't have desires, or he cannot be neglectful. The difference between us and the wali of Allah is that Allah's servants, and they control their nafs, and sometimes if their nafs tricks them, then Allah Ta'ala assists the wali of Allah. Allah Ta'ala helps him. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala knows that this my friend, little bit has gone upside down his routine, so then Allah Ta'ala suddenly gives assistance, the angels give assistance to the wali of Allah. You will have this experience, mashallah, you are all pious and good, and sometime maybe the angel will come and wake you up at the tahajjud time. He'll knock on your door, he'll ring on the bell. The doorbell. Yes, he'll, you know, the doorbell, you'll hear it, you'll go running down, and there's no one at the door. You say, oh, it's the Hajjud time. Who came to the door and there's nobody there? Ajeeb events take place with people. Because Allah Ta'ala wants to awaken them. Wallahi, I tell you this because the difference here is that insan, he has a determination. He has a he has a feeling, an emotion that I want to meet my Lord, and he makes his life better. And we need to learn this from the fasting month. That's when we can say that we have learned from fasting. We say, oh yes, Ramadan came and went and we're embracing each other, Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. We don't even know where the fasts have gone. That we don't even realize when the fasting month ends that what have we earned and attained from this month. That without fast, when we're not fasting, we don't even have two parathas. We have one paratha. Now we have two parathas in the morning, sari time. My brothers, so a person, for example, there are many people who have a habit in the morning, they have breakfast at the suhoor time, and in the night they eat food, and in between, nothing. So this is, we haven't hit the bullseye. I can show you thousands of people, this is their routine, their life. They say, we get up in the morning, normal, away from Ramadan, I'm talking, we have breakfast, and after Fajr, sometimes people, some people do breakfast before Fajr, they eat their, to their fill, and they have to go to work, and this, so they come, then they come back after work, and they eat in the evening, they don't have time in the afternoon, to have. And there are normal people today, the people are the wealthy people, businessmen who run after business and money transactions. They run around sandwich. Oh, why didn't you make tea today? I need tea. And they don't have time to eat. They see pounds. Pound signs in front of them. They don't know about wife, children, play the Dasturkhan food mat. We have the morning, then afternoon meal, evening meal, kailula, sleeping in the afternoon. They have no link with this. All their life, all they have a cup of tea and sometimes the water's going in their nostril. And oh, count the pounds, profit, loss. And they've got the phone in their hand and they're shrieking in the alleyways. You can hear them outside the masjid. Outside the masjid, you come inside the masjid, you can hear them outside on the phone speaking to nonsense. Near the masjid. Oh, how much stock? How much did you sell? There was a loss. You didn't make the profit. What about the margin, etc.? Outside the masjid. And people who have these scenarios, situation in their life, then for them Ramadan and they're embracing on Eid or Mubarak. No, what have we learned from the month? So Allah Ta'ala, we should cry and call out to Allah, I'm so grateful you have delivered my life towards Ramadan. I have reached to Ramadan. Because Jibreel alayhi salam is not going to come and remind me physically, is he? That this is tafakkur. We have to think, analyze, reflect and ponder. Allah, why have you given Ramadan to us? This is a thinking, a feeling, a reflection. A person thinks, ah, Allah, you've given me Ramadan. That we thought that this is the message that is being delivered to us in Ramadan, which is the preparation for death. We are preparing for the eternal life in the hereafter. So brothers, we need to think here, the Ramadan, the purpose of Ramadan, Allah has given us Ramadan for our benefit. We need to make a promise to ourselves, a resolution that fine, Ramadan will fast. The month of Ramadan will fast, or that the different days will end. The fasting will disappear after Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala accept. But the rest of our life, what do we need to think here? Is that the practice that we've been given for death, for maut, we need to be prepared and ready. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because in Ramadan, as I said to you, the person who commits a sin, does kabira sin, then he'll get a kabira punishment. If you do saghira sin, then a saghira punishment. Big sin, big punishment. Small sin, small punishment. If we leave the sunnah of Rasulullah, we will get punishment. If we leave wajibat, we'll get the punishment. That Ramadan, if we don't respect Ramadan and leave the sins, then in the rest of our life, what will we attain? Tell me. What will we earn? Those who are unfortunate, misfortunate, then those people who are just passing through Ramadan for the sake of it, they don't look at their appearance, their form, or care about anyone else. So those people who spend their life during Ramadan with sins, then what will they get for preparation after Ramadan? Then they have no hisab. They're just wasting their time, they're just staying hungry and thirsty. The first condition, what a person has to do with the sins, the first condition of the fasting day is that we should not disobey Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't need your hunger and thirst. Allah says, I don't need hunger and thirst. What do I need? So the first point is that when a person makes the niyyah for fasting, wa bi sawmi ghadin nawaitu min shahri Ramadan. So we make this niyyah that Allah protect my fast. Allah don't protect me so that I don't go towards sins that spoil my fast. This is the first dua that we do. We do this dua, don't you? When we make the intention that Allah, please save me from the sins of kabira, saghira. Otherwise my fast will be a waste and I'll be in the life of poverty. It's the first niyyah. Wa bi sawmi ghadin nawaitu. That Allah, I make niyyah, I make intention that with this fast, this is my niyyah, that until the evening, Allah, protect my fast. May not be that my fast becomes just hunger and thirst and I'm wasting my time. That just becomes a route to a diet and losing weight. So Allah, I request you, Allah, please protect my fast. Please save me from sins so that there's no darkness or impurity on my fast, so I can succeed in the hereafter. So do we make this niyyah or not? You do? Then do we think these points? MashaAllah. And because without this niyyah, there's no fasting. There's no fasting. We have to make this niyyah. That Allah protect us from the sins. Because as soon as I keep the fast and I commit the sin, then the fast is spoilt. It's totally wasted. Then eat and drink. If iftar time, there's no noor, no spirituality, no thawab, nothing. Nothing at all. So this is the situation. So the person who continues to sin during Ramadan, how will he then practice and continue to do good away from Ramadan? But those people who save themselves from the sin, have the right environment, good conditions around them, they don't want bad or evil or darkness or sins around them. So this is the preparation that we need to depart Ramadan with, so we can prepare and practice good in the rest of our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.